This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
I recently read an op-ed in The Hill, the political website covering Congress, with the dramatic title, Congress is set to expose what may be the largest censorship system in U.S. history. I assumed it was a bit of exaggeration from a Republican member of Congress, but then I saw that it was written by Jonathan Turley, George Washington law professor, who is hardly a Republican supporter and not given to hyperbole. He was talking about the House Select Subcommittee hearing on the possible weaponization of government agencies. We now have had several hearings to see if his predictions are accurate. The Twitter files that have been released revealed an FBI operation to monitor and censor social media content. It was so intrusive that Twitter staff complained that they are probing and pushing everywhere. Emails revealed that FBI figures wanted Twitter executives to invite another government organization. That turned out to be the CIA, an agency with strict limits regarding domestic activities. One email sent long list of newspapers, tweets, and YouTube videos that were deemed to be voicing anti-Ukraine narratives. They also included satirical and comedy sites pegged by the social media police. Jonathan Turley also responds to attempts to justify the actions by these government agencies. Some argue that the First Amendment only applies to government, but they fail to understand that the First Amendment is not the exclusive measure of free speech, and he adds that what took place is a First Amendment violation. So if you read the attached article, I think you will see why he says that this may be the largest censorship program ever run by the government that attempted to escape public and judicial scrutiny. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view on big data, go to viewpoints.info/data. That's viewpoints.info/data.